This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
How LinkedIn is the Twitter/X rival no one's talking about. I'm Imran Sheikh, and, well, I'm going to talk about it because it's time for your Daily Crunch for Thursday, starting with three big headlines. So way back in the halcyon summer days of 2022, Pinterest quietly launched a new iOS app called Shuffles that allowed people to put together collages using photos and image cutouts from its website. The app took off with Gen Z users, and the functionality later became integrated into Pinterest itself. Now, the company says its collage feature, which is powered by AI and computer vision technologies, is seeing three times the engagement of its traditional pins. The newer format allows users to curate content from around the interwebs and from Pinterest, combined with images they optionally take using their phone's camera to express their style, interests, or tastes. Most of the images are shoppable directly on Pinterest. Pinterest says it aims to better cater to its Gen Z user base, which is now, unusually, the fastest growing demographic on its site. The demographic is now over 40% of Pinterest users. With that and a return of brand ad spend, Pinterest handily beat estimates in its Q1 2024 earnings. The company delivered its fastest revenue growth since 2021, as CNBC noted, as the stock shot up. Now, Airbnb's summer release is usually a grand affair with tons of updates for guests and a few for hosts. This time, however, the company is introducing just a few updates for group booking, along with a new category called Icons, which are experiences hosted by celebrities in music, film, TV, and sports. Airbnb said on their website,
Icons let you step into worlds you've only ever dreamed of. Drift off in the Up House. Spend the night in the Ferrari Museum. Hang out with Kevin Hart. Today, we're unveiling the first 11 icons on Airbnb, with new experiences dropping around the world throughout the year.
This will allow people to create shared wish lists with trip invitations and details of the property. Users can now invite friends or family to a wish list through contacts on their phone or a link. Group members can add properties to a list, leave notes about a property, or vote on them to decide on the booking. Airbnb is also introducing a new message tab where all travelers can chat with the host and react to messages. Hosts can use AI-powered suggestions to reply to questions such as sending the guests the property's checkout guide. Since Elon Musk acquired Twitter in the fall of 2022, the market for Twitter alternatives has been saturated with would-be competitors ranging from smaller startups to open-source apps to well-funded efforts like Threads from Instagram. But there's one overlooked Twitter/X alternative that's been growing right under our collective noses: LinkedIn. As of March, LinkedIn's web traffic was up 10.6% year over year, compared with a decline of 15.2% for X, according to traffic analytics data from digital intelligence platform SimilarWeb. Compared with November 2022, or right after Musk took over Twitter, X's web traffic has declined by 10%, while LinkedIn's has grown 18%. In March, Twitter/X saw 727.6 million unique visitors worldwide, a decline of 7.5% year over year. Now, LinkedIn had a much smaller total, 269.2 million, but that figure was up 11.1% year over year, according to SimilarWeb. Also, the firm found that worldwide Android app usage of LinkedIn was up 14% since November 2022 as of March, while X had dropped by 20%. Another source for app data, App Figures, doesn't see the same trend playing out across mobile, however. Its data indicates that LinkedIn's monthly downloads were up 10% year over year, while X's were down by 24%. But App Figures attributes this decline to the rebranding of Twitter to X, not other consumer behavior. LinkedIn's average downloads have stayed consistent before and after the Musk Twitter takeover, the firm said. Still, given that people work at their desktops and laptops during the day, it makes sense that some business professionals could have shifted a portion of their web usage of X over to LinkedIn as a result of Twitter's transition. Now let's shift over a portion of our web usage to producer Dennis for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thank you, Imran. Midwest venture capital firms might always play catch-up to the coasts, but that's not stopping some firms from pulling in nice-sized funds to support startups in their local ecosystems and overall region. Chicago's Hyde Park Venture Partners has secured $98 million in new capital commitments for its Fund 4. The close of Fund 4 gives HPVP total assets under management of approximately $320 million. It has four general funds and a $30 million opportunity fund established in 2021. And Midi Health is a telehealth platform designed to serve women in midlife by connecting them with providers who were trained in perimenopause and menopause symptoms and treatments. The company recently raised a $60 million Series B round. This round brings the company's total funding to $99 million. And that'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Sarah Perez, Ivan Mehta, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.